Podcast. I'm Ferrandi.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Kayla.
And today, as we are approaching the end of quarter one, by the time this episode is live, have just approached it, we thought we'd take a little moment and look back at the beginning of the year so far, look at some of our favorite reads, look forward to some things that we're excited about, what are some disappointing reads, just kind of a little check-in about what we've been up to in the first quarter of the year.
Love.
But before we do that, oh my God, did I get to do it this
time? Do it, Kayla.
Yeah, okay. What are we reading? What are we drinking? Ooh, that felt weird to say.
I mean, you're our yacht police today. So
oh my God.
Before we got on here, we were like, okay, let's talk about this Kayla.
Kayla loves
telling you to keep people in line.
Yeah, so she's become my
yacht
police.
The project manager in you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's like, let's move this. Also, she just like hates the sound of my voice and like.
Oh my God.
You see how she's never like, no, Kendra. She's just like.
Do I need to be up your ass?
I would like you to sometimes. Anyways, what am I reading and drinking right now? I'm currently only listening to an audiobook. I'm doing Carabas Stone's Audible Originals. I've just finished Seatmate, so stinking cute and like just so well like done. And now I'm doing Call Me Maybe, and there was a moment in this audiobook. I have like an hour and 17 minutes left. There was a moment when I went, oh, because the guy is so sweet and he does something that's like so precious. And I was like, what a nice guy. Like our friend Bryn said that looking back on this collection, she can see how Shep was born because like these guys are just genuine good guys. So yeah, I'm only listening to that right now in between eyeball reads, and I am drinking coffee. So.
Uh-oh. You're going to have to poop soon.
Oh my God, I've been shitting all morning. I've been drinking this coffee since like 9 o'clock. I've been shitting all morning. So I think I'm good right now. Like my stomach is okay. But yeah, it started earlier. Girl, we're okay.
Okay. Good to know. Brandy, you want to go next?
Sure. I am drinking a lemon LaCroix as per usual. And I just finished Dishonestly Yours last night. And it was... I just had like the best time. I'm so hesitant to say that I want you guys to read it.
I'll read it. I would definitely read it.
I want you to read it, Kayla. I'm scared Kendra's going to rip it up. So I don't want her to read it. Because I'm just happy in my bubble. Just kidding.
I talk bad about Funny Story a few times. Now you're like, oh.
I am just like a little scared. Okay. This is like another one where I'm like, I don't think everybody's going to love it. But for me, I just had so much fun. I was so engaged from the very first interaction between Phoebe and Rocky in chapter one. Like I just, I had so much fun. I didn't know it was a cliffhanger though. So yeah.
I didn't know it was a series. It's a series.
It's going to be a series. Yep. Yeah. So my feelings were hurt because I was like, next. And I was like,
I knew it was going to be a series. Yeah.
I knew it was going to be a series, but I maybe thought it was going to be interconnected standalones. But that was silly of me to think that because they don't do that. That they've never done interconnected standalones.
That's so true.
Which honestly, that's one of my goals this year is to read more books like that. So maybe like.
Maybe I'll like it.
When's the second one coming out?
I don't know because this one doesn't come out till the summer. It's a hot minute away. So.
Okay.
But I did have like a lot of fun and like the bits. It was kind of like addicted in that like there's definitely like more to do and more to be said for Rocky and Phoebe, but they also like I'm satiated with where they are right now, you know what I mean, with the knowledge that there needs to be more. And then I just started the X Vows. Kayla's like shitting her pants.
I'm literally gonna pee myself. I'm so scared.
I'm excited. I already really like her writing style just from the beginning. Like it feels very conversational, which I enjoy. Okay. And I am listening to an audio arc of Wild Love by Elsie Silver. I have had a hard time with audios this month, and I am looking forward to just like really diving in this weekend when I have more free time. Like I just haven't been wanting to spend my free time listening to audiobooks lately. I've been much more interested in eyeball reading in my free time. So, but I'm really excited about this book. So I will be finishing it this weekend. How about you, Kayla Ann?
I'm drinking a Coke Zero because I'm nothing if not consistent. And I'm currently in between books. I'm not really reading anything. I think I'm just going to try and not read anything this weekend. Just take it chill vibes. I just finished Wild Love by Elsie Silver. Thank you, Must Love Audio, for the arc. But I'll be curious to know your thoughts, Brandy, as to like where it lands. And since you've also like read all of her backlist, like I have as well. Mm-hmm. So I'll be curious to know where it lands. I haven't said a lot because I like don't want to influence other people's opinions.
I have purposely not looked at your story graph because I'm like, I'm so easily susceptible to your two opinion.
Well,
especially like I don't want to like know anything until I've formed my own thoughts.
Valid, valid, valid. So I won't say anything else.
I know her rating.
Don't tell me.
We talked about it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And I think what I'm actually going to do is because I listen to it, you know, it's so easy to miss things on audio sometimes. And like, you know, if you're reading or you're listening and you're not like physically reading it too, you can't highlight. So I have, I'm going to go back and highlight some of the e-arc, just a couple of places. So I kind of just like re-looking at certain bits of the story. So that's currently what I'm doing. Maybe. I mean, we know she's a gifted woman. So
just gonna go back and highlight.
That's all. That's
all.
Yeah. Just bookmark a couple of things. But yeah. So that's currently what I'm doing. Nothing that new over here.
So now that we all know what we're reading and drinking, do you guys want to jump in by just kind of talking about our weekend at Sweetgrass last weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had so much fun. It was definitely a different experience from Book Bonanza, which we recapped last year when we went there. But Brandy, Kenner, and I met up the Thursday before, and we got to travel there together, which was...
It was so cute, actually.
We're so cutie, you guys.
We purposely picked like layover flights and like met in Chicago before flying there. It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good time. It was a good time. But yeah, we got to Charleston that night and like we had such a fun weekend of just like hanging out with friends. The signing itself was for us, it was pretty chill. I think a couple people had different experiences, but we had a great time. So what did you guys think?
Yeah, it was so fun. Like even like the first night that we got in, like our friends Chas and Sahara came and picked us up, and we spent a lot of time that weekend with Sam, who's at SB Reads, and Chas, who is at
Reads by Chas,
and Sahara, who's at Simply Sahara.
Sahara Co.
Simply Sahara Co. You're so right. She's a businesswoman.
Period.
So because we stay in the same hotel as them too, so we were just doing like a lot of like getting places together and all that stuff. We also did get to see some other friends too that we got dinner with and met up and hung out with. Jayla, who's at Jayla's Reading, right? Jayla's Reads. Jayla is reading. Yeah. And Yuri, who's at Yuri's Library, and Tania, who's at Tania's Library.
Yeah, we hung out with them a lot. Friday night, we kind of like had a night out on the town. And if you didn't see, we had a little moment that went viral because of our friend Sam, who made a TikTok. we went to this bar. I'll just say it like really quick. We went to this bar after dinner. It was so crowded in there. Like it was insane. We like totally forgot that it was March Madness going on and Charleston was playing that night. So it was like super busy. So we like all huddled to the back of this bar and we're just kind of standing there like trying to figure out what to do. We're kind of blocking the entrance to the bathroom. And this guy comes through our like little circle.
Barreling through it.
And there's obviously like 10 of
drunk.
Us.
Yeah.
There's like 10 of us in this circle. And he just starts talking to us and we're just like, what?
Because, like, anytime a man approaches a group of women in a bar, you're immediately, you know, your hackles go up. You're like, why are you here? Why would a man be there?
Why would a man be there? And he's just like, he finally starts talking. He's like, I'm here on my bachelor party, blah, blah. And Kendra's like, is it you, Kendra? You're like, are you the groom?
Yeah,
like,
are you the groom?
Are you the groom? And he's like, yeah, I'm the groom. Her name is Sam. And, of course, one of our friends' names was Sam. He said, she's the love of my life. He was so
sweet.
She's
a photographer.
She's so beautiful. I love her so much.
And Sam, our friend Sam said, oh my gosh, my name is Sam. And he goes, you have the best name in the world. It was so cute.
It was so cute, you guys.
Yeah.
We all took a picture with him. And then our friend Sam made a TikTok, like recapping the event. But she did it where like, there's like that trend on TikTok where you're like, hey, if your name is so-and-so, and you know this person, they were at this place, and
they're cheating, like,
they're
on
talking,
you. Yeah.
They're cheating on you, they're talking shit about you. But for it to be such a positive ending, mm-hmm. it went mega viral, and mm-hmm. like Sam's video got featured on like People and like was on the mm-hmm. Today Show, like it was everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it was just so sweet. I look yeah. awful in that photo, but
you do not. It's so-
you don't.
Girl.
You don't.
Anyway. Oh, so you guys think I look awful all the time.
I was just about to say you don't look like that all the time, but I don't think that you look awful.
Okay. Anyways. It was very, very sweet. Yeah. I loved our time at Sweetgrass, like you guys were saying, though. Like, that was such a highlight. And then just, like, getting to, like, see – because a lot of the authors, with the exception mm-hmm. of, like, K.A. Tucker, we had already met before. K.A. Tucker and Liz Tomford were the first people we met for the – were the people we met for the first time. Oh, my God. Elsie, too. Well, Elsie, I'm like
– yes. Like, Elsie yes. and Liz we had on the podcast. Yeah. So it was, like – it was different.
It felt different. Like, meeting Elsie, I was like, oh, like, I know this girl.
Yeah.
So – it was, like, very chill and very nice. And, like, obviously, like, they still had some, like, planning issues, like, I think any book convention has. Mm-hmm. But once we, like, got through the, like, registration and everything, we personally had, like, such a smooth time. I think it also worked that we didn't have that many people to see. Like, we only had, like, I had 5 people that I wanted to see, but I only had 2 authors. No. Oh, yeah, I only had 2 authors that I wanted books signed for, and that was Elsie and K.A. Tucker. So it just worked out, like, really well.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, like, we just kept getting so lucky. Like, I think we were just hitting lines at the perfect time where we were finding that the people who are running the lines were not being super strict with, like, who they were letting in. So they were just like, yeah, head on in, like, jump in line. I think the longest we waited in anybody's line was, like, literally 5 minutes for Elsie.
Liz was pretty long. No, we waited for
Liz.
Too.
Oh, Liz. I forgot. Yeah, her line was just really long.
I will say we, like, almost hit a snag when it came to Liz, because she, like, I don't know what that line leader was doing. I mean, bless all the line people, like, all the volunteers.
They were volunteering, sure. Yes.
Yeah, you're volunteering. We love you. Thank you so much. But the volunteer lady for Liz's line, I don't know if she, like, wasn't checking in with people when they got in line, because we just got in line because, like, nobody was saying anything. So we just, like, stood in the line. And then by the time we got to, like, a certain point in the line where we caught up to this line volunteer, she was like, wait, do you have your wristbands? By this time, we had been in line for, like, 10 minutes already. She hadn't said anything, mm-hmm. checked anything. And she's like, oh, you're really not supposed to be in here yet, blah, blah, blah. But then she did let us stay, but she cut off the line right after us.
Yeah, we got lucky.
She made them leave. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I felt kind of bad. But
like, that's the kind of luck we were having at every single station. Like, Elsie's line was, like, her wristbands went out the fastest because this was, like, her first big signing in the U.S. especially. So, like, her wristbands went immediately. But we, like, went up to the lady at, like, the perfect time where she was like, oh yeah, there's not a ton of people here. Just, like, hop in. Like, that kind of stuff just kept happening to us. Like, when we went to Lauren's line, it was so early that people were still running around getting wristbands, so there was quite literally zero people in her line. So they were just like, yeah, go for it. And we were like, yay, it sounds great.
Yeah, that was so nice.
Yeah So yeah, we saw, like, really 5 main people, but we had such a great time with, like, each of them. And each of them, even, like, K.A. Tucker, who we had never met, like, recognized
us. Knew us.
She knew us. It was so cool. So And like, obviously, like, with Elsie and Liz, we had interviewed them before. We hadn't, like, physically met them. But I don't know. I don't know how you guys felt. But, like, for me, sometimes –
I was not expecting them to, like,
recognize. Right. I don't, like, expect these people to recognize my face. Because, like, we chatted with them once for, you know, an hour. And, you know, they meet so many people, I don't expect them to recognize me. You know, I don't expect that. It'd be cool, but I don't expect it. So when they did, I was like, oh my God, hi.
It was actually, like, so fun, because when we got up to Elsie's line, she went, oh, it's my pregnancy girlies. Because if you listen to our episode with Elsie, like, there was at one point where we were all like, we are big pregnancy girlies here. We love the pregnancy trope. So it was so sweet for her to not only, like, recognize our faces, but remember the conversation we had. She was so nice. She was so nice. Yeah.
I am excited for Steamy Lit now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Kendra, what about Readers Take Denver? Aren't you so excited? Oh.
So Brandy and I are going to Readers Take Denver.
We got free tickets.
Yeah, we got free tickets.
I feel like I have to note that every single time. Like, I did not pay $300 for that.
Oh, we did not.
$400, Brandy. Holy
our friends, Kimmy and Cash, are also coming. They got tickets. And my expectations for readers take Denver are so low. Oh,
on the floor.
To be honest, yeah. They don't exist.
I'm going for vibes.
Yeah, I'm going for
I'm
vibes.
I'm excited
yeah.
to see Kimmy and Cash. I'm excited yeah, to see I Jasmine. Just, like, hang. Yep.
Yeah, so. But Steamy, like, I'm like yes! really pumped for. Because we get to like go to Disney and like we get to hang out with we are like in a big group chat with the girls that we all hung out with at Book Bonanza, and like we talk in that group chat like all the time. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to Steamy Lit together, and so I think just being with that group again will be so much fun.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing I do love about these book signings is that now we're like two for two where we go as like our own little group, but then we always like merge with like
yeah.
another group, and then we just form one big group because there was like the day of the signing we all went out to eat and like got chilies, and like there was like 10 yeah. 11
Shout
of us like
Chili's
at one
crew.
Table
yeah
it was like so, but it was like so was, much fun and like yeah it's just cool to like talk about people like to talk about like what we love like in person and like make like other connections that like you might not pick up on like through Instagram. So mm-hmm. I just feel so much closer to like so many people that I would just only
exactly.
used to like DM yeah. with, and now we're like friends, so that felt nice.
Yeah, it's like such a special experience that it's like hard to describe to people, because like all my coworkers when I came back were like, how was it? And I mm-hmm. was like, it was so fun, like, but like it's hard to like explain like what it feels like to have friends online for so long like we have and be able to like actually spend time together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it was a, lot
it's
of
a
fun.
Special thing.
Yeah. A good way to close out sort of Q1 too, because we had so like we were just talking about like so many books that we had read this year. So
yeah. I'm so interested too with like Steamy Lit, because like okay, signings like Sweetgrass, even sometimes like Book Bonanza, really this isn't 100% the case, but I feel like signings like those Sweetgrass I'm talking about are mostly indie authors or like Bloom authors. They're not like big or authors under the Big Five, and so Steamy Lit has a lot of those like authors under the Big Five. Like they got Allie Hazelwood, they got Christina Lauren,
they
got T. Williams,
Beverly Jenkins,
Kennedy Ryan, like, Abby Jimenez, yeah. you know, like a ton of really large names. And so I like that I'm able to kind of tap my feet in both, you know, with like, because I do love a lot of indie authors or like authors that aren't under those huge publishing names, like, you know, if you're under Bloom or something like Lauren and LCR, right? Mm-hmm. And then Steamy Lit, where I can also see traditionally published authors. And so it's, I love both. I love them all. I'm just excited.
Yay. I'm really excited. Yeah. But now that we've kind of just chatted a little bit about that, we just kind of want to do like a quarter one recap. So mm-hmm. should we start with some Storygraph stats?
Yeah, let's do
yes.
it.
Yes.
Let's okay.
do it. Who here has read the most books this year?
I think probably me.
I think Kayla as well.
Because probably you guys, because I know that like you guys have had a little bit of a slower march. I've just been trucking on. I've read 41 books.
I'm at 38.
Okay. Not at all that far. Wait, can I guess? I guess?
Yeah.
30 or 29?
You just called me so slow.
Yeah, what? Wait. You read Kendra read a fuck ton of books in January.
Oh, you're so right. You read a lot more than I did. 33.
40, no, bitch.
Oh, no way.
Let me talk. 43.
Seriously?
Yes, I'm at 43.
Oh my
43
god!
No
damn.
Wait. And I'll
no
probably when
way.
I. Oh,
sorry. No, shock. Sorry.
The
no
shock.
No, it's just because like you're like I've had such a slow march. I was like, oh, I'm gonna.
I have
up.
Like
20
something
catch
books
up.
In January.
I read 19, but close. I read
okay.
a lot too in February.
No, that's I read
yeah,
like
I'm
13 in January, so I did not read nearly as much in January.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I'm at 43. I'll probably be at 44 once I finish the Carabas Stone audio tonight. So,
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Sorry. I didn't know your game.
You oh read like two books this year? Like,
oh my God. You, sorry, I forgot how much you read in January. I've just been like moving at a steady pace of like 12, 13 a month. Mm-hmm. And I forgot that you like started super super strong. You have I mean you've like slowed down since then, but I just forgot how much
yeah.
you read. Anyway, sorry. Oh my god. Okay. Anyway,
sorry that I beat you. It's not a competition, but
Brady thought it was me too. So I don't want to hear. That's all.
Oh, so you both think I'm slow?
I did. I said I just thought that she read the most. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I Last year, I'm not surprised because last year, whenever we did these check-ins, we were all within like 2 books of each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And still right now, we're in within 5. So
yeah.
It's when summer hits. That's when like we'll start to like.
Yeah, that's Brandy, when I'm going to fucking Brandy will go sprint. Yeah. I don't work in the summers.
Let me get ahead now.
Yeah, no. Yeah, get ahead while you can.
All right. So of your books that you've read this year, mm-hmm. how many are 5 stars?
Ooh, okay.
Let me... I have 4.
Oh my God.
Damn.
I don't know what it is, but like I've been so strict with my 5 stars lately. Like maybe I need to be a bit more lenient, but like sometimes I just get so hesitant to rate things 5 stars. I don't know why, but I've only got 4. I've got a lot of 4.75 and 4.5s though. So
I have 6 5-star reads. Oh. I haven't counted. One of them is Love Unwritten. I haven't counted that on Storygraph yet because like when I read it, like it wasn't up, I think, yet on Storygraph. So I just mm-hmm. need to go back and add it. But that would be 6, including that one.
I have 7, but 2 are rereads.
So oh, it's 5 rereads in.
Oh, I
would
forgot.
Be
yeah, one of mine is okay. a reread. So I guess yeah. 3.
Yeah, so then just 5 new reads for me that are 5 stars.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
And what's the percentage that's audio? Because I feel like obviously that's the most, ooh. But mine is at 60% audio.
I'm at 64% audio and 36% digital and 0 physical.
I am at 63% audio and 37% digital, 0 physical.
Nice.
Oh, who's y'all's most read author this year ooh. So far? Mine is Abby Jimenez, followed by Cara Bastone. Who's yours, Kayla?
You're going to love this.
Mine too.
Cassandra
Clare. Mine too.
Well, I'm at 3 books from her this year, but I know that when I'm doing Shadowhunters soon. And so I know that at the end, I'm doing Mortal Instruments. At the end of the year, she will be my most read author. Like there's just no way someone's going to catch up to her.
Yeah, I've done 3 Cassandra Clare and 3 Emily Henry. So they're tied for both of mine.
I've done 3 Cassandra Clare, 3 Abby.
Yeah, I'm at 4 Abby, 3 Cara Bastone.
What are your 4 Abby?
She just reread Life's Too Short.
Yeah, I reread. And then I also did her Audible original.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Audible, the yeah. Amazon original. Yeah, that one was, I really liked.
Worst Wingman, or what is it? Worst Wingman yeah, did y'all? Ever.
Did y'all
yeah, I read it.
Really, you read it, right? Yeah, it was cute. Like, I would love for that to have been like something full because like the way it ends, I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, like now I want to see like how it goes. And then I have 3 Carissa Broadbent books. So
slay.
Yeah, okay. And then Gianna Darling. I'm at 3 books too. What 3 Gianna Darling books did I read this year?
You only read 1, didn't you?
No, I read. I'm so stupid. I did her Mafia series, and then I also did Serpentine Valentine. So that makes
sense. Right, you got a lot of 3s.
I know.
Interesting. All right. Love that. What are, okay, we're all going to go through now and list our favorite books of the year. Originally, we had 5. I was like, all right, guys, we're just going to name 5. And then Kenner and Brittany are like, can I name 7? Can I name 7? Please, Kayla. They're like begging me. I'm like the executive who is like yeah, making the decision. Yeah, Kenner calls me the yap police. Anyway, who wants to go?
Born a yap, forced to shut up.
Oh, please.
Do we want to round robin it or do you like list?
Yeah, you just go through your list. It's not like super long. So go ahead. Go ahead,
again,
Kenner.
Guys. Oh, yeah, God. Please.
Here we go. timer okay. starting now.
I have 7 books right now that I would say, like, if I had to make a top 10, I don't have like a solid top 10, but I have a solid like 7 right now. These are my
in
top
no particular
books
order.
Of the, yeah, in no particular order, but okay. I will say, like, I'm going to work my way up from not least enjoyment because I love all these books, but like
I'm
gonna go from like yeah, like I'm still trying to explain it. Like it go from like
Kayla's like shut the fuck up.
Like from like
lower in your top 10, the lower
yeah,
the
lower
low
in my
end.
Top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, low end to high end. Let's sorry. Whew. Okay. So I just finished an arc of a book that comes out in December. I didn't know it came out in December until I looked up.
That's
like
crazy.
That like yeah, it's on NetGalley. It's called Definitely Better Now. It's a debut. I didn't give this book 5 stars. I gave it 4.75 stars just because I thought it ended a little too abruptly, but holy shit, you guys, it took like 2 weeks for me to read this book just because I was taking my time, but I'm so glad I did. I think it was just so well written, and I loved the main character so much, and like her arc is so it went in a direction that like I was not expecting, but in a way that I'm like, of course this is what had to have happened. But yeah, it's about a 26-year-old navigating her, she just completed 1 year of sobriety. So now she's trying to like navigate her life and like her relationship with her father, who is also an alcoholic, but like he doesn't want to admit it. Very much giving like Lowe's dad, where he's like, I'm not drunk. Mm. Like, but you're drunk all the time. And then she like, there's like a romance in it too. It's very cute. But I wouldn't call this a romance book. Definitely like women's fiction, literary fiction. And then Into the Dark, MPU. Mm. Yeah.
What more is there to say?
What more is there to say?
We're gonna do a whole lot,
but you know, yeah, please over here. But we were talking earlier, like I don't know if Into the Dark would make it into like my final top 10 of the year.
It will for me.
Yeah, I just like I don't know right now, just because like that book just holds like it's. We were talking before the episode that it's just like in a league of its own. And, like, I just feel so satisfied with it to where, like, I'm not – I don't know. It's, like, in a different space in my brain to where, like, it's not taking up a lot of space like these other books are.
Yeah.
But still loved it. Oh, my God. 5 stars. Old Enough by Haley Jacobson. I cried so much reading this book, and I felt so seen. And, like, I think that she's, like, just such a talented writer. Kayla and I got in a little tussle about this book, but it's okay. But, yeah, I think if you are – queer, especially if you're like bisexual like me, I think you would love this book. And if you experience college hookup culture in any capacity, I think you'd also really love this book. And if you like reading about survivors and seeing them overcome, I think you would also really like that book. Just for the Summer, Abby Jimenez, which just came out as of this episode when this episode comes out. Love Just for the Summer. We want to do an Abby Jimenez deep dive. And I think we're going to do that very soon. So I just can't wait to talk about it more. I said this yesterday to someone, and I've like said it to y'all a lot, but I was like, Abby Jimenez is a student who keeps getting better and better. Yeah. Like, I think she like really understands who her audience is now and like has just grown so much as a writer. And I love that for her. And then Ready or Not, Cara Bastone. So for those of you who don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Ready or Not. But I love that book so much. And then Slow Dance by Rainbow Rowell, which doesn't come out until July. I think that might – I would argue that Ready or Not and Slow Dance are the best written books that I've read this year, especially Slow Dance. Just like – I would just – how Slow that book Dance is like structured.
Laps.
Yeah. Like how that book is like structured, how it's written. Like, yeah, I have not stopped thinking about – that book. I revisit it all the time. When Beyonce's album came out, Cowboy Carter, go stream it. I texted Brandy and I sent her a song. I won't say it because I don't want Kayla to know because she hasn't read it yet. But I was like, they listened, they read this book, this and one specific line, down. And then they sat down and they wrote this song. And yeah, I just think that book is like just such like a good, like a breath of fresh air in the romance genre, because I think I've been kind of stalling, and that book was like, oh no, bitch, like we still got some legs here, and that book is great. Like, yeah. Anyways, those are my top 7. Sorry, Kayla, I went over.
Wow. That's crazy.
So I'm also going to do 7, and I'm going to end on what is currently my top book of the year. So the rest of them are in no particular order, but I do have one that's like solidly in first place. So Business Casual by BK Borison. Loved that book so much. Easily her best book. Like, I just think it is so well done. Miss them. Funny Story by Emily Henry.
I feel like that Abby Lee Miller gif.
Tune in next week to hear Kendra and I box over Funny Story. Just for the Summer by Abby Jimenez. Magnolia Park's Into the Dark, same thing. I also feel like it exists in a different category in my brain. So, like, it just feels very different. I am going to put Dishonestly Yours on there. And it might just be because I finished it last night and I'm still, like, basking in the high. Like, I gave this one 4.75 stars. Like, it's not on, my 5-star book. But, like, I just had the best time. And I think they're, like, as far as, like, corniness goes, there is so little of that, like, KBR classic cornballness in this book compared to like the Addicted series. I also have Ready or Not on my list, and my top book of the year currently is Slow Dance by Rainbow Rowell. I keep waiting for a book to like push it off its throne and it's not happening. So it's so good. I just like that feeling of reading that book is why I love reading. Like that is the feeling I'm hoping for every single time I read a book. And when I don't get that feeling, it's like, it's almost like an addiction. I'm like, okay, well then I'm gonna go try and find it, you know, somewhere else. Mm. But it's just so, so good.
And we both went into it blind. Like I had read the, she had like a brief synopsis on her Instagram that doesn't even like match like what's on the Amazon listing. But like you got to go into it blind too, Brandy. Mm-hmm. And like, I think that just like was also very fun. And like, it's one of those books where I was like, you have to trust the process of like what she's going to do. And it was just so, I can't wait for all three of us to be able to talk about it. Cause I keep having like dissertations in my head about it. I'm like, it had to be done like this, and this because da, 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 like, oh my God, I love it so much.
And like every song I listen to is about them, like literally every single song, but especially Hot and Heavy by Lucy Dacus. That has been sitting at the top of my on repeat playlist on Spotify since I read that book, because I'm like, that's literally their song.
I love them
so much. But those are my seven. A lot of commonalities, and I bet Kayla's gonna have a lot of similar ones on her list as well.
Yeah,
she shocks us.
Let's see. I have several. I mean, I have several that are the same. I don't know what my top favorite is this year yet. Like, if I had to pick a number one, so the ones that I'm about to name are in no particular order. But starting,
I forgot one.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
No. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I forgot to say Love Unwritten.
Oh.
Because I did six. I listed six and not seven. Love Unwritten. But I can't say anything about it. So I just want to put that out there. That honestly, top three, Slow Dance, Love Unwritten, Ready or Not. Those are my top three books of the year so far.
Okay.
Okay, Kayla. Sorry. We're very God.
Excited. What?
I was talking and you went.
Mom, can you pick me up? At this point, they're fighting.
At this point, I have to keep committing to the bit. So, like, I can't not get annoyed at this point, you know? Even though I'm not actually annoyed. Just to be so clear. Okay. Moving on. Again, in no particular order. Although, I guess this one would probably be, like, at the bottom. I have The Duke Gets Even by Joanna Shoup. I just had the best time with this book. I read it in a day.
Brandy's face.
I'm telling you. It was so much fun. Like, it was
I
fun.
Believe you. I'm just
okay.
Like,
I know, because you DNF'd the first book in that series, so you're like...
Well, mostly just because, like, I feel, like, slightly vindicated because when I went on my historical romance binge, I was like, you guys should read these. And you guys were like, no, thank you. But then when you did start reading them, you didn't even come to me for Rex. You went elsewhere. It's fine.
I'm
just surprised that it was on in, like, your top list. Okay. I'm happy for you.
Thank you. And I will get to Lisa Kleypas, too, because I know you love her. Okay, so that one I just had a really great time with. That's it. That's all. Then I have Business Casual by BK Borisson. I really love that book. Charlie and Nova are the best couple, hands down, in that series. It's the best book in that series, hands down. Kendra's side-eyeing both of us right now. That's crazy.
Look, if you like it, I love it. There you go.
Okay. Then I have As Long as the Lemon Trees Grow by Zulfa Kato, which... was a very heavy read, but it was still really good. It was super well written. It was just an emotional read. It was a really heavy one, but it was a really great one. So really good. I also have, I'm scared to say this one. I have The Ex-Spouse by Jessica Joyce because I love that book so much. I love that woman so much. All the books that I have said so far, I did not actually rate 5 stars. But everything that I have on this list is 4.5 stars or above. I rated The Ex-Spouse 4.5 stars, but I just love this.
And then got mad at me for also rating it 4.5 stars.
Yep.
Like,
she said,
what?
Yep.
It's just because I get so nervous about this book or Jessica Joyce in general, with Kendra especially, and now Brandy, since it's her first Jessica Joyce book. Like, I get nervous because I don't know why I have such an attachment to her books, but I do. And I want to see her succeed, and I want my friends to like them. So that's all.
loved X Files. Okay. I thought it was really good.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely. I'm not joking about that.
Okay.
Anyway. And then I do have Magnolia Park's Into the Dark on here. I see what you guys are saying about like it being in a different space. But for me, I don't 100% feel that way only because the series isn't finished yet. Even though it is the end to Magnolia and BJ's story, I know that there's still more story to tell. So I think that's why I don't like 100% see it in the same way that you guys do, because, you know, Some Kind of Perfect was an epilogue for everybody.
Yeah.
And this wasn't that way because we're still left with so many questions after this book for other characters, you know? So that's why I think it's going to stay there for me, or at least like in my top 10, I mean, probably. And then just similar to Brandy and Kendra, I do have Ready or Not and Just for the Summer on here as well. So those are my seven.
Bro, Ready or Not. Yeah.
Slay.
That makes me happy. Yeah. Kayla, what I think is so interesting you saying that with Magnolia Parks, like because it's the series isn't finished. I also think that's why it's in a different category for me in my brain, because I'm just like, BJ Magnolia, they're done. I shut them out. And then like, I think I've just been avoiding thinking about anything she's going to do like moving forward. Like also knowing that like Daisy Hates 3 is just sitting in her brain 50, and not being drafted.
Yeah.
So I think that's another reason why I'm just like, okay, Into the Dark, like, because in my head, I think I'm like, this could be the last thing we get. I would not hold it against her if she was like, fuck y'all, I'm not writing anything else in this series. We're only going to get Never books from now on.
I would hold it against her.
Yeah, what do you mean? Of course I would hold it against her.
Oh, what did I say? Did I not?
I would not. Oh, you wouldn't put it past her is what you're saying.
Wouldn't put it past her is what I was trying to say. Not hold it. Yeah, I wouldn't put it past.
I was like, I would beat her ass.
No. I wouldn't put it past her if she was like, I'm done. Like,
yeah.
Because she's so like, yeah.
Yeah, that scares me.
Yeah. So I think that's why Into the Dark, I'm just like, I'm so happy though, like with what I got. And like, that was just such a great, truly a great book. So.
Yeah.
I can't wait to revisit it someday. And like go slow, because the way I fucking all three of us
ran through
marathoned that 800 page book is crazy.
I know.
Yeah, but it was fun.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a good time.
Now that we've shared our favorite books of the year, do you guys have like a least favorite book of the year or a book like you really didn't like? Because I do.
I know which one you're going to say, Brandy, because I remember you talking about it. The lowest rated book that I currently have on my story graph is 3 stars, which really isn't like that bad. But it is, and I hate to say this because I love this person. She's so kind to me. She's so nice. But I also think I just not read it at not a great time. Is Loving Romeo by Laura Pavlov, which hurts me to say. It wasn't my favorite. It was just a little insta-lovey. For me, they fell too hard, too fast. And that's it. I love Laura Pavlov, though. She is so nice to me. She's always been so kind. Her PR packages are amazing. Thank you so much. but Loving Romeo just unfortunately wasn't for me. And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have two. So one is Next Door Nemesis by Alexa Martin. That book pissed me off so bad. I did it on audio and like the narrator wasn't bad either, which like it sucks when like you have like a decent narrator and a shit story, because that's how you know the book is like bad, because like they couldn't even save it. Mm-hmm. I read one Alexa Martin book. It was her women's fiction book called Mom Jeans and Other Mistakes, and I remember really enjoying that. So I'm thinking that like maybe her romance books and I don't vibe, because I DNF'd the Travis Kelce inspired, because I thought that book was not, I don't think she writes like assholes, but like not in a good way, you know, like anyways. And then so I gave that 2.5 stars. My second least favorite book of the year was a book called Guy's Girl, which I talked about I think last week on the pod. That book also really pissed me off, because like I love women and like my female friendships, and that was just like that book just, I don't know, it just made me hate guys girls. I think that's what happened. Like I thought it was gonna be like commentary on like, oh, as a woman, like, you need sisterhood, like, you need this, but that just was not the case. So, yeah.
My least favorite book of the year is The Spy and I by Tiana Smith. Yeah. This book pissed me off so much. I have DNF'd, like, 3 or 4 books this year just because I have not been vibing with them. And this one, the only reason I didn't DNF it was because I had a raging migraine and it was like 6 p.m. and I was already in bed. So I wasn't ready to like try and sleep it off yet. So I just like put on my headphones, put my phone on the other side of the room, because if I look at light when I have a migraine, it fucks me up. So my phone was too far away to like reach over and try and find a new audiobook. And so I just like rage listened to it. And it was just so, this is like one of those books where I'm like, how did this get through all the hands at Berkeley and get published? Which sounds like so fucking critical and I'm so sorry. But like genuinely, I was just like, like the spy plot wasn't even like fun, let alone believable. You know how like, obviously it's a spy plot. It's not going to be like crazy believable, but like I couldn't even buy in a fictional setting for it. And the romance was insane. Like, she almost got murdered and then they're making out against the wall 10 minutes later. Like, I'm like, you be so real. Like, I don't know why this book needed to take place over the course of 3 days. It could have been 3 months, you know?
Oh, wow.
How many books have you DNF'd?
I've DNF'd 2. You guys, that's good for me. I only DNF'd 1 all of last year. I did DNF 2 this year so far, though.
Storygraph won't let you do it by year, so I can't tell like how many I've done this year, but I've DNF'd like quite a bit this year too, and that's been freeing. But it'll tell you how many like you've DNF'd like on Storygraph, period. 25 books since I've been on Storygraph. So
I've DNF'd 5 since I've been on Storygraph.
Kayla, let's get that number up.
I didn't use Storygraph to track my DNFs last year, so this year I've DNF'd 6.
Yeah. Like, I just DNF'd Ashley Poston's new book. I got an arc of it. I said, oh, no, I can't do this, which made me really sad because I love 7-Year Slip. But this book, I was like, did her, like, what happened? And then our friend Selena read it and said that it was, like, a 3-star read for her, so I felt very, like, validated that I didn't finish it. So that's a fun feeling.
Yeah. Community and being a hater.
Yeah, look.
Full circle, baby.
Yeah.
But to end on a positive note, what are some books that you guys are looking forward to either coming out in quarter 2 or reading in quarter 2?
I'm going to be starting Mortal Instruments very soon, like probably within the next few days. I'm going to start the first audiobook. So I'm very excited for that, especially just because Cassandra Clare has so many good narrators. So like, I just know I'm going to have a blast just like listening to them. Mae Whitman does the first book and I love Mae Whitman, like Katara, slay. Mm-hmm. I want to do Gold Rush Ranch by Elsie Silver. I am tired of like being left out. And one of the books is on my friend's TBR because Selena wants me to read it. I forget which one though.
A False Start.
A False Start, which is the last one. So you got to read all the rest to get to that one.
Oh, and God. But I'm excited. I'm excited. Especially because like, you know, I'm in my Cowboy Carter era. Like, I keep picturing myself like on a horse. And like, I just want to like feel like a little country cowboy. Like, and then Primetime Romance by Kate Robb. I have an arc of that I'm going to be starting soon. I really liked This Spells Love. I think she's a good writer. So excited to see what she does with this one. Because all her books have some sort of like
magical
realism. Yeah, magical element to the contemporary romance of it all, so I like that. And then I'm gonna do The Ones We Hate by Katie Golightly, which I think Katie Golightly, if she plays her cards right, could be a really successful author. Her first book was not the best, but I saw the vision
potential.
And I really liked the story, so I'm like, oh, okay, like I think she'll get better. So I'm excited for the second book in that series. And then I want to do Not Another Love Song by what's that girl's name,
Julie Soto.
Other than that, like, I feel like I'm just kind of going based off of like vibes the rest of the year. I don't think I have a lot of like, because I've already read so many arcs this year, so I would like to complete Cara Bastone's backlist too, so I think that'll be a mission of mine in Q2, Q3 maybe.
Not Another Love Song is at the top of my list as well. Mm-hmm. I think I'll be reading that one very soon since Forever blessed us with an e-arc of that. I do want to read Caution to the Wind. I was initially waiting for the audiobook to read it, but I don't love the narrators that they chose, so I think I'll read it physically. The X-Files was on my list, so I'm reading that right now. I also have The Friendship Study on my list. I want to do that one on audio because it's on Hoopla and Kayla really enjoyed it.
Okay.
So I'm thinking I'm going to add that one. I was also thinking about trying Lotus by Jennifer Hartman because a bunch of our mutuals are massive, massive Jennifer Hartman stans. Yeah. So I asked Tanya her favorite and she said Lotus. So I think I will try and do that one. Also, there was a hockey romance series that Jasmine just read and was obsessed with, and the audios are coming out soon. So I might try and add those to my audio list. I can't remember the name. I'm sorry.
All right. So for mine, I also have Not Another Love Song. So I will probably be reading that this month. I really also want to read How to End a Love Story by Yuen Kwang. Yeah. Which comes out in just a couple days. So I am really excited to read that. I already put a hold on it on Libby. So
oh, I have 3 physicals. That. Do you want one?
Why bro, yes. they 3 physicals?
Bro, because they sent me the ARC and then they sent me 2 finished copies. And then, yeah, I can.
Snatchies.
Yeah.
I will take. Thank you so much. There's a couple PRH audios that I'd like to get to. One of them is The Kiss Countdown, which I think will be my next book, by Etta Easton. I'm not sure if this is her debut.
I think it is. I have it right here.
Oh, cute. Yeah, he's like an astronaut and they're fake dating. So I am excited for that one. And I will be reading Slow Dance this month.
Finally, fuck.
I'm really scared.
Part of me hopes you hate it so we can do a defender book.
No, I'm not going up against you two. No. You would eat well, Kendra, the rule,
no,
Kendra would
no.
eat me up, spit me out.
It's like you don't take notes. Like, just take notes. If you don't like something and you feel strongly about it, tell us why. But also be prepared for opposition.
I'm not good at confrontation, you guys. Anyway.
We do have to do a defender book where I'm not. By myself, though. So,
So, that's some of the stuff that I'm really looking forward to. I mean, obviously, at this point, I will probably have finished or be close to finishing the Just for the Summer audiobook by the time this episode comes out. So, 5 stars already. I already know. I don't even have to listen to know. It's like, you know that meme that it's like a video of a person just plays 1 second of a song and then they stop and they're like,
yeah.
Oh
my God. Oh, yeah.
That'll be me with this audiobook.
Brandy, yeah. You know how you're you picture Julia Weyland's voice whenever you're reading? I do that with Christine Lakin, Brittany Presley, and Chris Evaker. I pick the personality and I'm like, who's going to fit it most? But fucking getting Christine Lakin back, I'm like, oh, thank you, Abby. Thank you so much.
I love that she cares about her audiobooks. I love that.
Right? Because she could have easily been let's just go ahead and then book Julia Weyland for
everyone ever.
Everyone. Yeah. Because that's what she does with Zach. Well, I mean, obviously she's going to do it with Zachary. But then I was like, oh, she's never going to write A Man of Color because she she wants to keep Zachary.
Yeah. True. Also, Abby is credited in Audible. If you pre-order the Audible book right now, she's credited. I mean,
she does the author's note.
She does do the author's note this time, but she hasn't done them previously, I don't think. So this time she's actually credited.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah. Yeah, because it says Zach Weber, Christine Lincoln, and Abby Jimenez on the narrated by. So love that for her.
That's good.
Yeah. So those are some of the books I'm really looking forward to. And I mean, obviously, Wild Love is coming out soon. Funny Story is coming out soon. You guys aren't getting the hardcover?
No.
No? Well, no. I don't have that. It's cute, Kendra. Randy, you're not?
No. I think they're stupid for doing hardcovers for her books. Yeah. So I shall be waiting.
I do like the spine, though. It's cute.
Yeah. I didn't even buy the Happy Place paperback because I was like, why? Why?
I talked myself out of it because I was like, I don't even like this book. I don't like it. Yeah, I will be buying the paperback a year from now. Yeah, I'm getting the like Illumicrate hardcover because I have all of her books in that Illumicrate hardcover. So that'll satiate me for having it on my shelf until the paperback comes out.
That's good. And I do really like the UK version of A Funny Story, like the cover for that one.
I do. I
think it's a really good cover. So
yeah.
All right. Anything else we're looking forward to in the next quarter, guys?
Finishing school.
I'll be turning 26.
You're gonna stream 26 by Paramore?
Honestly, yeah.
It's like, a great song.
What else am I looking forward to? I'm just like
weather
getting warmer. My friend Haley is gonna come out and visit me in June. Madison's gonna come out here in July. Kayla and I'm planning to go see you during the summer, June or July, one of those months.
I'm going to Canada this spring, so I'm excited.
Oh, that's right.
You're going to Banff? Yeah.
No, not Banff. I'm going to Vancouver. Elsie, call me up.
Elsie, bro, you should tell her. Be like, I'll be in.
Hey, girly. I've been there before, but we're going back with some friends, so I'm really excited. So
that's so much fun.
Yeah.
Q3, I'm going to Tahoe.
That's nice. I love that.
Yeah. I'm excited. So I have like enough stuff planned.
Yeah. My parents are coming out over the summer. Bailey's coming out over the summer. Yay. So it'll be good.
Good job on Q1, guys.
Yeah.
Good job, everybody.
Crushed it.
Go team.
Bye.
Bye, guys.